Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As always, offering you a little soul food. Earth, wind, and fire, good for the soul. We can all use a little bit of soul food in our lives. Paul's Live Show brought to you by the Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the fan. Archie's home of 80 Cent Wings, Monday through Thursday, home of the Paul's Ice Grilled Cheese Sandwich. So get down to Archie's, and when you do, say hello to Archie for us. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Well, I mean, obviously, the big news circulating everywhere is Tiger Woods in a car wreck. It seems like he's going to be okay from the standpoint of he's going to be able to, walk out of the hospital or whatever. But it all depends on his the nature of his injuries, whether or not he gets to play again. But, that's one of those things when you think about it, it's really, really kind of just a sad thing, a sad situation. So if you're, whatever your faith is or whatever, say a little prayer for him and hopefully he can get out of, out of the hospital and pretty quickly and get back to where he can start rehabbing and get back up on his feet. He just had that back surgery. I would say it's one of those things where it's probably, he's, and I know it's secondary, but this is a sports show, it's probably the end of his season. I mean, I wouldn't expect to see him until next year, but again, that's all speculation. I think there was a lot of very, very irresponsible speculation that went on. And by the way, I just saw a statement from one of the sheriffs who said that basically there was no evidence that he was impaired. So he probably, I would say the other spokesman said that he was speeding or something. So who knows? But it's just, going to be, we'll see how it all comes together. Anyway, let's move forward here. The big news of the day, and the best part, listen to me. The best part of the Mueller and Pony show is that they were able to squeeze basically 4 hours out of Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, obviously they talked about some other things, but just trying to read the tea leaves and figure out what it all means. That's hilarious. I mean, the meeting went well. What does that mean? I guess if I was a betting man and I was trying to figure it out, I probably would say that probably means he's going to be back. But it's interesting because they had Mark Caboli on, and Mark Caboli said that, he he thinks Kevin Colbert doesn't want him back. So, you know, if that's the case, well, then that's a different story, I guess. I think that the big thing is, to me, you know, you have to look at it from the standpoint of it's all speculation until you figure out or we hear what people have to say. I mean, seriously, it's all speculation. I think the big thing with that and the big thing with him is real simple. He wants to come back. He said that money isn't going to be, you know, the issue. He's made it very clear what he wants. If the meeting went well, that would probably, you know, tell me that he is convinced that he can come to some sort of an agreement to this, you know, and be able to play given the terms the Steelers want him to play under. That's all I could, you know, that's what I would say. You know, if the Steelers were, you know, really kind of actively pushing him out the door, if Art Rooney was, you know, not exactly giving him everything he wanted or giving him even anything that he wanted, if Art Rooney was, you know, sort of, you know, making it clear that the Steelers would like him to retire, there would have been some pushback, and I would assume that would mean that the meeting didn't go well. So, again, until it all happens, until it all comes out, and I would assume that within the next few days now there'll be some sort of a statement. I mean, the Steelers, you know, it got out basically – the Steelers let it out, or however it got out, that the meeting happened. You know, if they didn't want people to speculate, if they didn't want people talking about it, if they didn't want it out there, they would have, you know, it just wouldn't have, you know, it wouldn't have got out. But my point there is Ben knows what he wants. And if he heard things that make him believe he's going to get what he wants or get close to what he wants or get what he thinks he can live with, then he probably walked out of the meeting feeling good about it. Now, there's another thing that I would say. It all depends on who the source is. Because if the source is somebody close to Art Rooney, going well could mean, well, we broke him the news that we don't want him back. We'd like him to retire, and he took it pretty well. If the source was on Ben's side of things, it could be, well, we went in and, you know, they kind of told us some things that they're looking for and what they want and what they want, you know, expect from Ben and all that other stuff. And, well, guess what? We just don't feel, Ben feels like he can make that work. That's the way I would look at it. So, I mean, you know, we just have to wait. But I laughed very, very hard when it came out. Ben and Art Rooney met. Because I knew that meant the speculation would begin. There was going to be speculation. And people would start with all of these wild theories about what it actually means. I mean, to me, again, I really do feel like it's pretty simple. This tells me that there's a chance here that Ben probably is coming back. Maybe not. Maybe actually, and here's the last theory, Ben could have walked into the office and said, listen, talked it over with my family. You know, he's a very religious guy, so, you know, we prayed about it. And I feel like it's time for me to hang it up. And they had a very cordial conversation about it and went from there. So, again, there's a lot of different ways that it could go. Nobody really knows. But it is kind of fun, isn't it, that it actually happened. 412-928-9370. We got to get to a break coming up. We got Bob Grove from the Hockey Insider. Get us ready for Capitals Penguins tonight. We'll do that next. It's Paul's Eye Show on 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.